Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello, you have just landed on Extra Lippy from the Loose Lips podcast with myself, Robin Richford, and of course, the beautiful, talented, intelligent Sophie Brown. Would you like that?
Keep going.
When are you giving me that money you paid me?
Why, thank you. And yes, this is our Extra Lippy episode, and it is always about you guys. We've had some such good dilemmas and stories sent in. Honestly, we've been getting our teeth right into it. So please keep sending them at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram, or you can get us on email, contact@thelooselipspodcast.com.
They've been so, so juicy. And I think this one is very heartfelt as well, Soph, which we love to hear.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, it kicks off with, yeah. Okay, right. I'll read it out to you then, Robin. So this is from Hannah, and it says, Hi, girls. Bit of a deep one. I basically have noticed that men will comment on my body at work, not in a predatory way, but just making unnecessary comments about my weight or makeup, etc. It feels like everyone goes along with it, but I want to speak up for myself. It's just so hard when you know they're going to act like you're overreacting. Has this happened to you, and what should I do?
Oh my God. Honestly, Hannah, this is literally the bane of my life, right? So I've obviously got quite dark hair. I'm a brunette, and in the winter or in the summer, if you live in Scotland now, I'm so pale. And if I don't wear makeup, you're right. Someone will comment like, oh, are you feeling all right today? And I'm like, I'm not ill. I'm just pale.
Yeah, I really resonate with this because I don't know what type of business you work in, Hannah, but I worked in like heavily male orientated for years in tech, and I used to get comments all the time. I mean, a lot of them were quite predatory, but also some of them were just sort of general. But I don't know where people think that they get the audacity to make these comments about people. And also, I feel like in the workspace, I think there's a very fine line between like the relationships that you have with work colleagues. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're so like, you tell them everything about, you know, everything about your life because you spend so much time with them. But what that can mean is like some boundaries get crossed sometimes.
I know what you mean by that, because you, it's actually just like a time thing. So because you're spending so much time, like especially like say at a job like mine, you're chatting all the time to your producers, to whoever you're working with. And you're right, sometimes because you're like, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing at the weekend? And you're kind of like giving them an insight into your life. Like, oh, we're buying a house now, we're doing this, we're doing that, da, da, da. Then yeah, you're right. The boundaries can be so crossed. Also as well, I do think there is this thing with males as a general rule, hate to generalize here, that like, oh, it's just a laugh. And yeah, you're like, it's only a laugh if I'm laughing, surely.
Yeah, and also, yeah, exactly. It's that thing of like, oh, you're going to embarrass someone else so that you can have a little laugh. I hate that. Like, yeah, at least embarrass yourself. Don't do it to other people. I really don't like that. And in the workplace as well, I just think people think they can get away with quite a lot. And I know what you mean about the whole, you're worried to say anything because you think they're going to say you're overreacting. Like, I spent many years at the beginning of my career, like I was a teenager and I just didn't know what I was doing. And I'd just take everything that was said to me and I'd almost think, oh, brilliant, I'm a part of the team, like this is normal. And it's so bad because I look back and I think, bloody hell, like some of that behavior was horrific. But you just do let it happen. But you absolutely shouldn't, you know, do that now. And especially, I don't know what they're saying, you mentioned weight and about makeup and stuff. I think, God, highly inappropriate, whatever they are saying. And I just think it can ruin your day as well. Like, say you turn up to work and you're feeling good and whatever, and then you get like a comment first thing in the morning. It can throw you off completely for the rest of the day, which sucks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think as well, like trying to find a realistic way of saying it, right? Because you could sit here and be like, oh yeah, you just have to say like that's inappropriate, or but you're not going to do that in a workplace. Or yeah, you could do it in a workplace if you like, but from my experience, you don't want to create that tension and it doesn't always end well. And that's just the absolute reality of it. Doesn't mean that you just accept it. Absolutely not. I have kind of always gone with the truth joke idea or philosophy, where I would kind of go, like say something that I mean, but with a bit of laughter and a smile.
Right. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And be like, so say for instance they said something about your weight and you'd be like, well, you can talk, can you? Or, oh, someone's been at the gym as well, have you? Or not, you know, like I would go down that line. And I know it's a little snarky, but I think it's the best way to be like, I'm still, you know, kind of having a laugh with you, but there's a line and you're a bit, you know, you've crossed it, sort of thing. So truth jokes might work, but if you're not feeling confident enough for a truth joke, then it is tricky, I think. Weight's really thrown me. Like, that should just never be mentioned. And yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Do you know, weirdly, a friend of mine recently, she said a guy was making comments in the office. And I think that, like, and the thing is, she was like dieting really heavily and like following a plan and like working out in the gym and like all the time and stuff. And I think they had like a buffet or something. And one guy made a comment about the food she was eating or something. And obviously it really affected her because she was actively making decisions. Like, yeah, she was fully dieting. Like, she wasn't treating herself or anything. And it just sucks when someone does that because it's like, and it was just, yeah, what did she do in the end? Because it wasn't right at all. I think she told her manager and they went and had a chat with them actually.
Yeah, if it has, I was going to say, if it has crossed that line, definitely kind of speak to someone. But it's hard, especially in like smaller organizations, I think. So, you know, it's kind of all right if you've got hundreds of people that are kind of coming and going each day, going to HR or something like that. I find it a lot harder if you're like just small organizations, say there's like five of you. And it's like, you know, I mean, you've got an idiot that's kind of saying something.
Yeah. And there always is one of those as well. Like, always is people like that in the office. And you never know, like, if they were told or if you did try, yeah, the thing that you said, Robin, I think that if you've got that confidence in that moment, if you can sort of jokingly throw it back at them, I think that's a really good shout because it's almost like, don't fucking say that again. But, you know, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's it. And then they, if they go, oh, right, all right, or whatever, just go, oh, sorry, no, I was joking too.
Yeah.
Yo. Literally. Honestly, I always say this, right? I'm always like, if someone says like, oh, she's not a nice person or she's this or she's that, right? And I get that people make their own opinions. But if they genuinely said that about me, I could 90% say that it's a reflection on them. Because as a general rule, as like my default as a person, I am, you know, I mean, I try to be pleasant and nice and like, you know, courteous of everyone and kind of include everyone. I go to all those efforts daily to make sure that happens. So if you're worried about, you know, kind of not your reputation, but, you know, someone saying, oh, she's like this or she's like that. I think, well, it's more a reflection on them, to be honest.
Yeah.
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 You pushed me to it and I've had to say something.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wonder as well, are they making comments to other people or is it you exclusively? I wonder. Because, yeah, I mean, either way, that's not right.
It's hard, isn't it? I always find the makeup one really funny as well. I think that's like a man thing. Like, it's just like, oh, you look great without makeup, or, oh, you've got a lot more makeup on today, or, you know, you... And I'm like, even if it's a compliment, I'm like, is that backhanded? Mm. You know, you're just like, just don't comment. Like, just leave it. Like, unless it's something that is kind of nice to say. Though I've had people say to me like, oh, have you been working out? You look great. And you're like, I kind of like that. But like, you also don't know.
I think sometimes people are trying to pay the compliment, but then I think sometimes it can come across quite, especially when it's like about sensitive topics like that. But yeah, the makeup one, yeah. Like if you turn up with no makeup, it's like, is everything all right? Yeah, you look mm-hmm. ill. But then someone I know, actually, one of my friends posted something on her story, like she had no makeup on going to work and she just posted a selfie or like in the mirror of the lift and it was said something like, you know, I'm still just as dressed up for work, like, you know, no makeup. Obviously men don't generally wear makeup. So it's like, you know, if I'm not wearing makeup, that's just my natural self. I should be absolutely fine going into work like that. And that shouldn't mean that I'm any less sort of dressy. It's like, you know, black women with natural hair, you know, if they're wearing their natural hair, that does not make them in any way, you know, less dressy or less formal than other people mm-hmm. in the office.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I've actually been pushing myself slightly because with my work, radio is now like filmed, like all the links are filmed. And I've actually been making an effort like one day a week to just go in as me, because it's like, I want to kind of show as well, like I'm not, my value doesn't change. You know what I mean? Because I've not got makeup on, like the value of what I am and who I bring. And we don't put every single link on. Don't get me wrong. I think you need makeup just to make you look a little bit more awake when it comes to filming. But we don't put every link on. So it's like we can have a day where we don't, you know, like.
Exactly that. I think if you're still doing your job and you're still doing that, you're still turning up on time. And like also, you know, OK, yeah, if you're going to wear no makeup or whatever, don't literally roll out of bed and get, you know, and then go to work. Like you're still going to look, you know, that's not to do with the makeup or not. Like that's just sort of like time management, you know. Still make an effort with being there on time and like, you know, whatever, like it doesn't mm-hmm. you still need to do the other things. Like I'm not saying, you know, just literally kind of like roll out and rock up and, you know, not put the effort in, but I just think that, yeah, that shouldn't be a focal point.
No, I know it's hard, it's really hard, especially when it comes to work relationships. It is really, really hard. Hannah, I know you mentioned like the comment about your body, and I think
what you could try and do is do kind of what we've spoken about, which is try and give it back a little bit and seeing kind of what reaction you get. But I think if it is pushing it too far and it is crossing that boundary and you do feel really uncomfortable, do say something. Even if you say it to like a colleague or more of a friend at work, and then perhaps they then flag that for you, because you could have it where maybe I would maybe get someone to be aware of like this, so that the next time they hear it, like if they hear it out and about in the office, they could then pass that on rather than you having to pass that on.
That's a good idea, actually. And sometimes when it comes from someone else, it can feel a little like more conversational, because I know you said that like, oh, everyone's going along with it, but they might not actually be going along with it. They might just have not really known their place and whether or not they can speak up for you. So maybe having that conversation might be a good shout, actually. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, like if you point that out, you might think that they're going along, but then actually one of them might be, they might say to you, oh gosh, yeah, no, actually I did notice that, or I did pick up on that, like I'm glad you said something. But and also, if at the end of the day, like no one is bothered about it, then that's not on and you shouldn't put yourself in that environment. Like this is not a you problem. You know, if they're fully comfortable with making comments like that are crossing the boundary, then yeah, that's very much on them.
So hard, isn't it, when it's your workplace, because you're like, I need to go to my work. Like,
yeah,
what are you supposed to do? That's why I think work's so important. It's like, I know I'm definitely on the edge of I guess being a radical Gen Z in that sense, like, because they're like, you know, these toxic workplaces and da da da, but there's so much in it. Like you spend so much of your time at work, like why can't it be such a pleasurable, nice place to be? Don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean not hard work, that doesn't mean not working hard, but why can't it be a really nice place to be? like with nice energy, and like there's no reason why in any line of work it can't be like that. Literally no reason why the staff can't come with the energy that they expect and respect for everyone. And like it, but that comes from the top, I always think.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think it's always going to be like a bit of a point of contention, and like you said, toxic workplaces and things like that. I think it just has to not get on top of you too much. Like, hopefully, you know, I hope this isn't affecting you too much, you can still kind of enjoy your day to day. But yeah, I think you've got to look after yourself and prioritize that. So yeah, maybe take those things on board, and then if it's really, really affecting you, I think perhaps it's time to bring out the big guns.
Yeah, get to HR if it, you know, if it's getting like too far, I guess. But yeah, I would kind of try the laughing off truth joke method. I've had high success rate.
Yeah.
Also as well, I kind of do this thing where I just let them talk sometimes. So like if they've said something that they know is offensive, I don't actually validate what they've said. So like a perfect example would be, say they say, oh, I know you're going to hate this, but, and go on to continue saying it. Instead of, because I feel awkward in the moment, going, oh no, don't be silly, to make them feel better about it, sometimes I just don't say anything. I literally just sit there in silence, and I just, and then what you'll find is they'll start rattling off, like they'll try and get themselves out of it, so let them do the talking. So sometimes I do that because I think there is a tendency, like, just for everybody's peace of mind, to almost validate what they're saying by accident, just by trying to brush it off, or oh yeah, 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 no, oh lol, you know, that's funny, or, you know, like pretending that it's funny when it's not. And sometimes if you just leave them in silence, honestly, they'll wrap themselves around themselves.
I love that. Yeah, I second that. God, yeah, if you give them the time to like actually think about what they've said, sometimes people, they just recoil and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you don't have to do it like really moody or anything. Sometimes I'll just sit there with a smile, and like, I know I definitely have had a situation where someone's gone, oh, I know you're going to hate this, but this is going to happen. And I've just gone, like, in silence. And then actually I've had like a boss jump in to kind of go, oh, no, no, well, we can kind of look at it if, you know, if that doesn't work, or, you know, if you would rather this or that or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, we can chat about it. But yeah, you know what I mean? Rather than in that moment just going, no, you're right, I don't like it, you know, being very combative, or the opposite of being like, oh no, don't be silly, of course you can do that. You know, it's like, well, I'm not going to lie, so I'm just going to sit here and I'll, yeah. Sometimes there's power in silence.
I like that. No, I like that a lot. And I think that, yeah, it's difficult. I get it. I've been in this situation many times and not said anything, or been like, ha ha ha, like I don't find it funny, but you just laugh along. But, but yeah, best of luck with that. And if it does, yeah, get really bad that it's affecting you, make sure you speak to someone about it.
Yeah, you got this, Hannah. You got us behind you, giving you the power, a little bit of confidence. That's what we need sometimes, isn't it? Just a little bit of confidence.
The power of confidence. Yes, exactly. Thanks for sending that in, Hannah. But anyone else that's got anything to send in, work-related, relationships, finance, I don't know, anything, please do.
Can I send mine in, so?
Yeah, sending in our own. But yeah, please keep sending them in. You can get us on Instagram at The Loose Lips Podcast.
And as always, our personal Instagrams are always open. So come and say hi at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie H.L. Brown. And we will be back on Tuesday for our full episode. And we can't wait. See you then.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.